Hello, world. This is kind of weird. I just had like the most random thought to record and upload a podcast, and I've been, well, I guess, thinking about it for the last like 30 minutes, and I feel like it could be something that might help people. I don't know. So here we are. A little bit about me. I am 18. My name's Victoria. I am from the U.S. I'm from Utah. And I am a second semester senior who just realized that life is really moving a lot faster than I want it to. And it's kind of scaring me. So, I don't know. I always wished that I kind of had someone to guide me through high school, so to speak, or just to have someone who's willing to share like candid thoughts or anything. I don't know. I feel like I haven't yet found an influencer or like someone to follow who is uplifting but also real. And so I figured, why not be the thing that I can't find? I don't know. I honestly hate talking. Like, I feel so awkward doing this, but I don't know. I feel like it could be fun. So, I honestly don't really have a plan. I was just recording some thoughts I had, I guess. I guess I'll start from the beginning of my day, because that's what triggered this, I guess. I had a super sucky day today, like, to be so real. Whatever, I went to school late, I slept in, didn't want to get up, and then I came home, and today's Wednesday, and Wednesdays are always my crash days. Like, I am always so depressed on Wednesdays for some reason, and I came home, and I just absolutely did not want to do anything, and I've been depressed and numb all afternoon. I've just been on my phone, which always makes it worse, even though I know that it makes it worse. I just still do it anyways. And honestly, I hate afternoons like this, because I'm realizing that I only have so many days left at home before I go to college that I really need to make the most of each day, but it's so hard when I just feel numb and tired and I don't want to make the most of anything, you know what I mean? I don't even know who I'm talking to. And so, whatever, I took a shower thinking it would help, and nope, I don't know. I on days like this, I try my best to get out of the funk that I'm in, but it's like once I'm already so far in, I'm stuck. Like, I can't get out of it, regardless of how hard I try. So, I came upstairs, whatever, it's night time currently, and, I was sitting on my bed, just getting into the doom scrolling, I guess, again, but there's a whole thing where it's like, once you've scrolled so far, it's like you're not even watching the videos. Like, I only scroll for the sake of scrolling. Like, not even to, like, consume any content that I'm interested in. It's literally just because I'm addicted to the way, like, my brain feels when I scroll, I guess. And so, anyways, but I was just, like, sitting here, and I was like, you know what, I need to do, like, one thing productive today. And so I started picking up my room a little bit, didn't finish, but hey, I tried. And I mean, maybe that's what this podcast, I guess, is about, is saying, like, maybe that's what it should be called. Hey, I tried. Like, I showed up and I gave what I had. And that's going to look different on different days. And the older I get, the more that I'm realizing that I really do need to give myself grace. Like, okay, so it's Wednesday right now, as we've stated? I don't know. And Monday and Tuesday this week were literally heavenly. Like, I came home from school, I was so incredibly productive. I got so much work done. Like, I just, it was great. I was hardly on my phone at all. I spent time with my family and my friends and on, like, and I was going to bed. And I mean, this is, I mean, okay, 2 days. We're talking 2 days here. But I went to bed last night with, like, well, I was going to go to bed last night with, like, high hopes of whatever, having another, like, day like that. But then, of course, I stayed up until, like, 1, 2 a.m., just doom-scrolling, which makes me so mad because, okay, you know that feeling when you, like, oh, my little microphone's falling. You know that feeling when you, like, it's late at night and you're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and then the minute, like, you decide to turn it off and you actually act on that thought, and you turn off your phone, and you're sitting in the dark, and it's way past midnight, and you just have this, like, empty, frustrating feeling come over you. Like, why did I do that? Why did I mean, I've set myself up for failure tomorrow because I didn't, like, sleep well, or I'm not prioritizing my sleep. And I just got caught up in something that I knew was not going to benefit me. And I'm so sick of that feeling. And every time I have it, I think, oh, this is the last time I'm going to scroll like this. This is the last time I'm going to stay up late on my phone. And then, of course, I do it again. And it's this cycle that I'm in. And sure, I can break out of it for a little bit, but then I always revert back to it. And I hope that I'm not the only one, because it's so hard, but I don't know how to stop it. I don't know. Life is hard, and life is real, and it's scary. Like, I looked at the calendar, like, 2 days ago, and I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what triggered all of these, like, thoughts are, like, trying to come to some consensus about life, I guess, was just looking at the calendar and, like, it's February right now, and I feel like when I was, like, a freshman in high school, February felt like forever, and I was like, I still have so long to go, there's so long until summer, like, I can't do it. But looking at the calendar, like, what, we have February, March, April, May, and that's it. 4 months, and I have to be, like, an adult. I'm not ready. I can't do this. I mean, I've seen, like, older siblings move out of the house. I've seen, like, I keep saying, like, I don't know, but I've seen just people older than me, their lives move forward. And I just never pictured that to be myself one day, I guess. I'm trying not to say like, but I'm trying to think of a word. I'm also breathing so much into this microphone. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I guess it never clicked. That's, I think, what I'm trying to say. That one day that would be me. And I knew that in theory in the back of my mind always. But the closer it gets, the more I'm freaked out by it. That I need to start making adult decisions, and I don't know. So, there's my thought. Those are my thoughts for the night. I have to grow up, and it's time to grow up. And I guess maybe if I keep doing this podcast, maybe I'll forget about it, but this could turn into a sort of therapeutic place to vent, I guess, as I kind of navigate from here on out, like, going to college, what's that going to be like, what am I going to feel this summer before, I don't know yet. So if anyone out there is on the same wavelength I am, or is in high school, or younger, or older, I have absolutely no idea, and probably no one's going to listen to this, but if anyone is, and they feel like they want someone to relate to, and to laugh at and to think, I don't know, relatively-ish deep thoughts with, here's your girl, here's your place. So, have a great day, you got this, and I might see you again.